I do all my podcast recordings in the car.
I didn't know that.
Because that, then the fan's like right there and it picks up all the fan noise. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another installment of Enter My Shoes. Today I have a special guest with me. His name is Austin Starr. We grew up together in Tacoma, Washington. Today, Austin Starr comes to you from Tacoma, Washington. He is a very talented musician. He follows conspiracy theories, likes the supernatural, has a couple tattoos, and is just an all-around nice guy, pretty much good at everything he does. Austin, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me.
What's kind of new with you?
Well, I have this conspiracy that this guy named Brian was picking me up and what appears to be a great friendship is really just probably going to be, I'm gonna end up getting murdered and thrown in the back of the trunk though. So I'm really excited. I have my girlfriend Haley.
Wait, is this on record?
This is on record. Yes, I'm probably going to get murdered by Brian Cargill. I repeat that, Brian Cargill. He lives in Portland, Oregon.
This is a tough parking situation.
Haley, can you say hello to everybody? Yes. She's not real. I don't have a girlfriend.
Currently,
it's made
up. I'm trying to get out of my parking lot.
Ryan's really good at driving.
And Austin and I almost did a TV series called Survival in a Parking Lot, didn't we?
And yeah, if I'm going based off your driving skills alone, he probably wouldn't have survived for very long.
Well, didn't we have a theme song to that?
Yeah.
What were some of kind of the great lines from that theme song?
We're driving in our mom's car.
Here, we'll just play part of the theme song here, right now for you guys.
We're driving in our mom's car.
I'll cue it in there.
We're far away from home.
No, this part.
But we're not far. It's a place filled with no grass. And the garbage smells like really bad. We're 100 miles away. And it's 100 miles farther every day. We've gone a week without food and we're starving. Not be hungry, but we're still starving, and the world goes round because of us. Garden.
Like, we paid this guy, he's like, hey, can you give
smells
us.
Smells like really bad.
Okay, we get the idea. But there was that guy.
Should I keep going?
Like, and he wanted us to.
Should I keep going?
And he wanted us to record.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, just give us some beers. We're like, we're only 17.
Yeah, we're like, dude, we can't buy beer yet. I'll just bring my case of CDs. Oh, well, okay, we can do that.
Did we even do that?
Yeah, we did buy him a case of CDs, actually. So we went to the Fred Meyers, actually, in University Place.
Isn't that funny, because we don't even use CDs anymore today?
I don't even know what a CD is, to be honest. Haley does get hangry, but I'm really good at buying her food all the time to avoid that problem.
Combination of hunger and anger together.
Anyways, I'm pretty good at calming down Haley with food. Would you agree with that, babe? Babe.
Wait.
Babe!
Austin, are you talking to your imaginary girlfriend again?
This is bullshit, because she's sitting in the back seat right now, and she won't talk.
Oh, your imaginary girlfriend sitting in the back seat, Austin.
Okay. I'm going to hop out of the car now.
Oh. See you later, Austin. Bye. Alright, well, Austin has officially hopped out of the car. After this commercial break, we will get back to talking with him again.
And then you guys were like, yeah, I don't know, that's kind of weird. You guys realized how far I was going with it. And then, like, when I got to, like, the reality of it, you guys kind of backed out.
Explain what you're doing at this moment.
Right now, I'm massaging my imaginary girlfriend's back. She doesn't exist right now.
Is that why you're kind of out of breath right now?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming back. Yeah. Austin, you jumped back into the car, and now we are in my room.
Yeah, we're in his room now.
What were we just doing this morning?
Well, this morning, we tried looking for breakfast, and we could not, like, we found everywhere to go, but there's just something about Portland where everybody wants to go out for breakfast at the same exact time and we have to wait 2 hours to get in. Everyone else is pretty used to that, but I'm not used to that. And I think that's why, like, in Washington State at least, less people are crowded through all the breakfast places, like, amongst, like, everywhere in Tacoma, because they are impatient. And I think that's why it's kind of different from, you know, the difference between Portland and Seattle.
Well, what doesn't help is that it was really sunny today.
And, well, that too,
and
yeah.
And most Washington of the time, it's like 90% of the time, it's pretty rainy. And the clouds parted slightly, so you could see the sun today.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we went to Black
Bear. There is a ball of fire in the sky, guys, just so you know. It does exist.
We went to Black Bear Diner, and then the line was too long. So then we went to IHOP, which was like 2 miles away. Then after that, we went to Einstein Bagel.
I had a bagel every morning this week for breakfast at home, so I just didn't want another bagel.
Yeah, it's
and
just
I
one
think,
of those
I feel
things,
like Ryan was kind of upset, though, but...
No, that's fine. Yeah. And then we wound up coming home, and we were going to make food, and they're like, no, let's go get McDonald's.
Yeah, so we settled with the one we didn't want to settle with. That kind of happens, though.
Yeah.
That's how it was fast food, though, dude. You know, it's the convenience of everything.
What's up with airplane food, dude?
Airplane food actually is very heavily salted. And the reason we can't taste it that well is because our taste buds change. We're at a high altitude because we salivate less, which breaks down the flavors more.
But you also get dehydrated faster,
too. You do get dehydrated faster. But that's why your food doesn't break down as much, because you don't have less saliva secreting.
I had actually heard this thing. This guy said the best way to avoid jet lag, because we'll get into pretty soon talking about how you guys went on a trip. But to avoid jet lag, he says you drink one glass of water every hour that you're in the air.
Yeah.
But that would just make you have to go to the bathroom a whole bunch. So I just suck it up and get dehydrated on the
plane.
Get
rehydrated, though, really fast, though, after you start drinking water again, though.
But if you drink in the sky, it's supposed to...
Yeah, so I actually just went to Amsterdam recently. Yeah. And on the way there, it was really neat because you just got, like, all the alcohol you wanted. I think that they want to have... I have a theory that they want their guests to be, you know... less of a hassle as possible, and the way to do that is to just pretty much get them drunk and pass out, because when you're in the airplane at a high altitude, your blood thins and you get drunker easier. So
do they have free drinks for the international air?
Free drinks, yeah. I didn't pay for anything. All the food was free. They basically had a 3-course meal the whole flight. It was really nice.
Who did you fly through?
We went through
this is not a sponsorship, by the way, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, not a sponsorship. We went through Delta, and we had the comfort seating, and I'm 6'5", and I actually had room.
You guys didn't take United?
Huh? No, we didn't take United.
Because then there's like kind of a 50-50 chance you might not be able to actually go on.
No, but we did have... No, we didn't want to get beat on the plane. Yeah. So...
that's a bad day.
That's a bad day. No one wants to get beat on the plane. That already sucks going on the plane enough, but...
All right, so you guys got to Netherlands. How is it different than the U.S.? Like
first of all, I don't know what a kilometer is. So, I mean, that's the first difference.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah, the GPS does it for you. It tells you how far away everything is. Also, public transportation there, I gotta say, is the most reliable source of, like, transportation. You know, I think maybe you guys can comment on the video about this, but how would you guys feel, though, about just a better public transportation system? Because I feel like I would drive a lot less if it meant that I could pay $2 and get across town in 20 minutes.
Well, so I haven't been to the Netherlands, but I've been to Germany. I went to...
It's the same throughout Europe, though.
Munich, and they had leather seats. Really? On the public transportation. Yeah, like the underground.
We couldn't trust
seats.
Americans with that.
What do you guys... Was it pretty nice?
Yeah, everything was really, really nice. It wasn't leather seats, though, but it was really, really easy to use.
Because you were in Amsterdam, right? I've been saying Netherlands,
yeah,
but you guys
I mean, we
Amsterdam.
Were in a place we had no idea about. We just found one bus. Everybody there speaks English. Everybody speaks English. We found one person who didn't speak English, but then again, he was like 12.
And he was just
12.
Weird and had like a trench coat, and you just kind
yeah,
of avoided
it. Yeah, and a sawed-off shotgun and a thing. And then, we got taken on a different kind of ride, which isn't part of the transportation system. We were in the back of a trunk.
Is there a chance that guy just pretended like he didn't know English just to not have to talk to
you? It could have been, and I'm surprised you can drive at 12 there, too.
12?
Not really. I was just making a joke with the story. That
well, in some places in Europe, you have to be 18 to drive. Where do you allow people to drive at 16?
Yeah. Well, and you can drink, though, at 18. You know? Yeah. So that's really cool there, too. I also like the drinking aspect, too, of Europe, because their theology is, hey, start them young, so that way they kind of get over it when it comes
like,
time
not
to...
Yeah, there's not a big partying scene, right?
Yeah, no, there's not. Yeah, there's
people still get
not.
Drunk, but...
No, definitely.
Like...
But, I mean, I saw, you know, 18-year-olds in the bar, and they were being really responsible with how they were drinking and everything like that. And here, when you're 21, you got to get all out of your system because you're finally allowed to do it after being suppressed for 3 years of wanting to actually do it.
And that's pretty, like, dangerous. Like, we've heard tons of people, even in our graduating class, kids that just, like, shouldn't, like, drink too much and, like... accents like
that's why Uber is such a cool thing, and it's universal because they definitely had it in Amsterdam everywhere. It's the same price as ours is here, and drinking and driving has gone down a lot, so much. It's insane. And then imagine like with autonomous cars and Uber, like that's gonna be a thing someday. Tesla wants to do that.
Yeah,
I mean they actually already have some autonomous Uber drivers,
but those roads over there are kind of nuts, aren't they?
They are really nuts. So everyone there drives really crazy, but they all seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah, because I couldn't imagine, like, a... I mean, we have bigger roads over here, so, like, you know, the camera or whatever on the Uber or automatic driving car would be able to scan. But over there, you have, like, everything's so compact because there's not a lot of space. Like, how big were the roads? Like, mostly, like, one-laners?
Oh, they were really small, man. Yeah. Most of them were one-lanes and then four-lane roads, though, all the way across, typically.
You guys were in Amsterdam. Did you go anywhere else in Netherlands? Or, like, did you go... Is it just Netherlands?
Yeah, we just went to the Netherlands.
What made you guys go there? Over anywhere?
Honestly, as a young, strapping adult, I really just always wanted to go to Amsterdam. After I saw the movie Eurotrip, and I saw them there drinking...
For folks at home who haven't seen that, can you just give a brief synopsis of that
This
movie?
Guy mistakes his pen pal for the dude in the picture that was sent to him, and then he finds out it was a really hot chick, but the dude started coming on to him, and he's like, oh, whoa, wait, what? My pen pal dude is coming on to me? Well, fuck that.
So,
and then his brother was like, no, that's not Micah, that's Mika, that's a girl. He's like, oh, crap. So then he went to go find her in Europe with his friends, and they went to a bunch of different countries. They wound up in Amsterdam. And then I think that's the scene where they drink absinthe. And I was really excited to drink that there.
Did you have any?
I found a liquor store that sold it and had to send it to me. But it's not common in bars as the movies portray it.
Yeah, so what's crazy, I'm going down to New Orleans and like next week, and they have absinthe. Like, I'm looking forward to drinking absinthe.
Oh, nice.
Because they do it, like...
They have the little spoon, and then it has two slits on each side. You put a sugar cube on top of that, and you pour the absinthe over that. And that's how you do it.
And you guys didn't have that?
No, we didn't have that. But I am waiting for a bottle to be sent to me, though. It is made with wormwood,
too. Recreate it at home, and I'll drink... I'll come up there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you probably brew some of that up, man.
So absinthe, for those of you guys that don't know what absinthe is, it is like Everclear similar, but
it has psychoactive properties.
Well, it has a history. There's just one brand of it called Wormwood, and it's called the Green Fairy alcohol because like people see green fairies, but I don't know. It's supposed to have psychoactive.
Or you'd have to drink a lot. Actually, it's said to be the influence for Vincent van Gogh, which he's in the Netherlands. So you can go to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam.
Didn't he cut his own ear off?
No, a bear attacked him.
Really?
Joining us now, we have Emily.
Oh, yeah. Here, Emily's
She did not want to be on the podcast, but here she is. She couldn't resist.
Emily, just say hi. You don't have to, you know. Yeah.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. We're just talking about, they went on a trip to Amsterdam recently. Yeah. You went to a trip to Iceland recently, too.
Where'd you go in Iceland?
We road tripped, like, around the whole country.
Oh, nice. Did you go to any music festival there?
No.
No. That's why a lot of people do want to go there.
No.
Music festivals are very popular there. They have really big ones there.
No, we went in February.
So it must have been cold there, I'm guessing.
It was. They got record snow the night we
went
there.
Wow, that's pretty crazy,
actually. They went there in the middle of winter, and she sent me all these photos, and it's just like,
So it's Iceland.
Have fun on your winter break.
Yeah. Iceland is actually named...
Yeah, you guys had a great time.
So Iceland's actually named Iceland because they didn't want a bunch of tourists to go there. And then Greenland named themselves Greenland because they needed to attract more visitors.
All right, Austin, let's just bring it back to Amsterdam really quick. What highs and lows, and what would you recommend to other future travelers?
The high is the weed. The low is the alcohol, as normal. No, but I would really recommend going there for just the culture alone and like how just the architecture for everything was really, really neat, and how all the stores are really close together in the alleyways, and like the people there are really friendly and helpful. And
Does they have a canal that goes through there?
They have a bunch of canals. There's tons of canals to go through. The boat rides are really cheap. There's no taxes there, which is really cool, but I mean, you living in Oregon already have that, you know, experience of not having to pay taxes.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it's really crazy, because, like, I'll be like, oh, it's a $30 shirt, but it's gonna end up being $40. Nope, it's $30, so...
Isn't that tight?
That's really cool. Yeah, it's but like the euro is also worth more, though.
It's almost like they're penalizing you for spending money in Washington. Like,
yeah.
You're penalizing, like, I'm gonna buy this $30 shirt, but then because of the taxes, like, it makes me almost not want to buy it, because I know it's gonna be inflated in price.
Yeah, our dollar there is only worth 80 cents there.
Oh, really?
I mean, it fluctuates, but typically, right now, it's about around there.
That's kind of frustrating. So you wind up just paying probably an extra dollar or two for a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I went to Stockholm, just the airport.
Yeah.
I paid
a bunch.
$14 for just a ham and cheese sandwich.
Did they call it toasties there?
I don't remember.
In Amsterdam, grilled cheeses are called toasties.
Toasties?
Yeah, also, fun fact for the listeners, Cool Ranch Doritos are called Cool American. They don't have ranch in Europe that much. It's not really a thing there.
That makes me think of, like, a guy snowboarding with, like, a full American flag, like, outfit.
Yeah.
Cool American with, like, sunglasses.
Yeah.
80s look. Okay.
That'd be cool.
And then the lows, like, anything bad happened to you guys while you were there?
No, nothing... I can't think of anything bad that happened there. The transportation was really, really easy to use. You know, you can use Uber, you can use the bus, you can use the train. all which are really helpful. You can rent bikes there. Biking around there is really convenient.
What about tulips? Are those pretty pronounced?
Yeah.
Like, I know they're known for
tulips. A lot of tulips there. They have a tulip festival going on while we were there, too.
What perfect timing, dude. Like, yeah. That's, clogs and tulips are the only things that
Amsterdam's a lot of clogs for. There, yeah.
And then the Red Light
and
District.
Silver Spoons. And Red Light District.
Whole
weed.
Marijuana thing.
Everything in Amsterdam is pretty much visitable.
That's cool. Was it similar to U.S. in any shape or form?
No. All the food there is really fresh and really healthy. If you actually go out of the way to try and find an obese person, you have to really try to find an
really
obese person.
Really, no obese people.
None. Wow. Because, I mean, mind you, everybody bikes everywhere around there. It's a really, really, you know, popular way of transportation. Everybody bikes everywhere. Their kids are strapped onto their bikes. They'll have a kid sitting on the handlebars while a baby is strapped in the back of the bike.
That's sketch.
And it's really sketch. They have, their sidewalks are basically not meant for people walking. It's meant for bike riders, because I was walking on the bikeway.
Oh, they have like a line, right?
Yeah, no. It's brick road, and I thought it was a sidewalk, and then people would just like groom like cruise like right past me, and I'd be like, whoa, what the heck? And then I realized
would they have like a little honk?
Yeah, they would like ring their bells at me. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm on the sidewalk, guys. And then it turns out the little tiny walkway that's meant for like two people to walk side by side.
The brick road.
That's the sidewalk. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So that was really surprising. So yeah,
exercise. I just wanted to. Did you point out like everyone had a good haircut over there, and then like clothing wise, did people wear like high waters
really
and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, people would wear chinos for pants and whatnot, or it's like the kind of like I wouldn't say grungy type of look, but like I would say like West Seattle type look.
Oh wow! But like the Ballard no t-shirts, no flannels. It's just like.
Yeah, no, I didn't see anybody wear
button down
there.
Shirts, right? And things that like fit, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
so
everyone
fitted,
wears clothes
fitted clothing
that fit.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
Commuter pants are a big thing from Levi's. Everybody cuffs their pants there.
Oh, do they really? Yeah. And wears them a little higher.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have people wear socks with their shoes?
Yeah, yeah. People like Argyle socks there a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, the ferry rides there, too. You get free ferries.
I was about to say, there's something
water-related. Tons of people get on their bikes there, mopeds. Mopeds are very popular.
It wasn't warm enough to jump in the water, right?
No. Also, they don't have trucks there. Trucks are very...
Yeah.
They're
big cars
very uncommon. Yeah. And everybody there has... There's brands of cars there I never even heard of before in my life. And they're really popular there, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, they're all pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. But, I mean, all in all, though, I mean...
A lot of roundabouts?
No.
No? Okay. England has, a ton of roundabouts, but...
Yeah.
And they drive on the right or left side of the road?
They drive on the right side of the road, yeah.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
I thought that was pretty cool.
And they use the euro?
Yeah, they do, yeah. They
what do you think about using a different currency? Was that kind of fun?
Well, so the first time I used a different currency was when I went to Canada a month prior. And I went to the ATM and took out cash. And then I was like, first of all, the money's like plasticky, I guess. And then I also felt weird spending it. I'm like, are they really going to accept this? I was like, this is... Because like when you feel it, like it's worth nothing to you. Like the amount of faith that you have in that is zero, and you'd be like, this isn't really worth anything. You don't feel like you have a lot of money, even though you have $100 in your hand. And then, like, I spent it, and I'm like, oh, weird. So you kind of have to get used to the fact that this other piece of paper is going to buy you stuff as well. Like, you can actually trade it in.
Well, especially Canadian money, which was... Canadian money was the first colorful money I ever, like, saw.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, dude, this is ridiculous. But we've started to branch out. Like, the U.S. is starting to do more colorful money.
Coins are more popular, too, in Europe.
Huge. They have a $2 coin.
$2 coins, yeah.
You can buy a lot with that.
Dollar coin, 50-cent coins, and...
And they look cooler. It's kind of fun to look at.
Yeah, and in Canada, too, though. The $2 coin actually is really helpful in a lot of things. You'd be surprised how much you use a $2 coin.
Yeah, they have, like, the variation in size helps out a lot, too. They have like a coin that's like a penny, but they make it so small and insignificant that you really care even less than you would a normal penny.
So I was going to start talking about the $2 bill and how I thought that we should make more of those. So actually, the $2 bill isn't made any less than any other bill. But people think that they're rare, and so they collect them, and so they never get put into circulation.
Oh.
So there's actually a lot of $2 bills out there. They're just never spent because people think that they're valuable.
Yeah, I used to have one.
I left it
in my wallet. It was like where my ID would go, and I left it in there, and it faded away. Like, the $2 bill faded because I thought it was just like...
So I wouldn't say that they're in the same circulation as any other bill, like in terms of being made, but... They are still they're still created to this day. Like, they're still being made. Yeah.
So like the odds of getting one isn't as like slim as you would think.
Yeah, they're actually really really common. Banks still get them, but people collect them though because they think it's rare.
That's funny.
You can go to your bank and ask for $2 bills. They'll give you $2 bills.
I mean, people like collect anything. Like, yeah. You can collect sundials. You can collect shields. You can collect spears. I even looked up. People collect like celebrity hair. That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, people
did. Or like somebody bought a piece of chewing gum from Britney Spears for $5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah, they saw her toss it into the garbage. They sold it on eBay and it sold for $5,000. I could be wrong on that price, but it was definitely in the thousands.
That just makes me believe that you can make the perception of value of something. You can control that. Like, if you... Yeah. He can sell rocks. Like, he put a rock in packaging, and he's like, I'm selling rocks to people, and people buy them.
I have a couple of friends now who have watch collections, and they never check their watch for the time.
Oh, they just use their phone?
It's more of a style thing now. It's like, it's a handy, you can tell the time with it, but like, you don't even have to use like the brain power to go over it. Using your phone is so much easier.
I know.
I think it's kind of silly.
It's so ridiculous. But there's a lot of things like that in society.
Oh yeah, definitely. I would agree.
All right, Austin. I think we've covered a lot of ground. Anything that you'd like to say to the viewers in general?
Yeah, I would recommend go out and travel. It's not as expensive as you think. Like, a quick Google search will have you realize, like, wow, it's really affordable. Like, a month of saving can take you, like, on a trip to Europe, depending on how much you make, of course. But it's doable within a year, though. If you want to start saving up and go on a trip to Europe, it's definitely doable within a year of starting to save.
Did you pick the location first, or, like, how did you decide on Netherlands, and, like,
well,
how
actually,
did the whole process come together?
So, me and my girlfriend, who doesn't exist, apparently...
listening to noise canceling headphones right now.
Yeah.
And
so we actually had a bunch of ideas for other countries that we wanted to go to. Then we used a random name generator, it selects it randomly. So we put it into a generator, and actually Mexico came up, but she's already been to Mexico. And I wanted to get off the mainland. So then we just went with Amsterdam.
That's cool.
And because I wanted to go there, and yeah, it was really cool.
That's actually a sweet idea. I've always wanted to, and I don't have the guts to do it.
Yeah, if you can't decide, go online, you can make a generator it.
So. I've always wanted have you ever seen the movie, Yes Man?
Yes.
Man.
Yes Man.
Where I have, though, yeah. He goes to the airport, and they're just like, buy us the first ticket to wherever. So they wind up getting the ticket for Wisconsin, and then they go to the Wisconsin football game, and it's like the best day ever.
Yeah.
I wanted to live that, but you guys... practically that to a degree.
I was really depressed one day, and after work I just kind of went off, and I bought my passport. I said, today I'm doing it. And then I got it a week later, actually. I got it really fast. Typically it takes 4 to 8 weeks. But
you
I got
only
it
10% of people have passports in the U.S.
Really?
It might even
I would
be
have
less.
Actually I would have thought less than that.
It might even be 2% or 1%.
But I went and got it, and I was like, I just want to be out of the country finally and do something new. And then I went to Canada, and I was like, well, we need to go one bigger. So then we just went to Europe.
So you're going to
get
Africa,
your passport, because but a lot of people don't travel, though, because they're like, oh, I don't have a passport. I feel limited. I feel prohibited.
Money.
Just get a passport. It's worth it, because once you spend that $100 to get it, then you finally have it, and then you can anywhere is an option for you. You feel so much free. But, I just want to say thank you, though, for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for coming on, Austin. This has been awesome. Awesome, not Austin.
It's been both.
It can be both. But it's been a little bit of both. Thank you for coming on. Thank you, listeners. I hope you learned a little bit about travel. Austin, I have one last question for you before we wrap it up. Where are you going to travel to next?
We're definitely going to try and go to Spain, Mexico, Iceland, or France.
Well, you've already been to Mexico.
I've never been to Mexico. Haley's been to Mexico. But we'd want to go to, like, you know, well, at least somewhere south, like Cancun or something.
Are you going to practice Spanish?
Sí.
All right. Thank you, everybody. That does it for this end of this podcast. Stay tuned for next time, and have a great day. Have a great year. Great life. Peace.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
Or not. Do whatever
or
you want.
Or not. Just kind of unsubscribe. And the world goes round because of us. I wish I still had my Xbox. But it's not as cool as my Xbox. There's Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Digimon. But what the fuck is a Digimon? A really old show that no one watched. And the world goes round because of us. Because of us.